Congratulations, the bills are signed. Yeah.
The measures include repealing a section of the civil rights law known as 50A that was used to keep police disciplinary records secret. The state's attorney general will have a new unit to investigate allegations of police misconduct, and police chokeholds as a means of restraint will be banned.
The New York State Legislature has quickly passed the most aggressive reforms in the nation.
Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, the first African-American woman and the first woman to lead the chamber, calls it a day of reckoning.
It's a move to bring justice to a system that has long been unjust.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who's the first African-American speaker, says the murder of George Floyd while in a chokehold by Minneapolis police brought about a moment that he wishes had come earlier, when others died in police encounters, including Amadou Diallo in 1999, Sean Bell in 2006, and Eric Garner in 2014.
Watching a man being suffocated by strangulation, you know, crying for his, deceased mother, I think struck a nerve.
Cuomo's taking an additional step, an executive order. It requires every police force in the state by April 2021 to work with local governments and community leaders. They'll have to complete a plan for better operations going forward. Cuomo says those who fail will be cut off from state aid.
We're not going to fund police agencies in this state that do not look at what has been happening, come to terms with it, and reform themselves. We're not going to be, as a state government, subsidizing improper police tactics. We're not doing it.
The new laws and the executive order were praised by longtime civil rights advocate, the Reverend Al Sharpton. He recounted how Cuomo, as HUD secretary under President Bill Clinton in the 1990s, attended a march organized by Sharpton when the cause was not politically popular.
To say that every mayor must come up with a plan along these areas, or they would withhold state money, is a model for where we ought to be dealing with 21st century civil rights in this country. Make no mistake, this is a new level that all other 49 governors ought to look at.
Issues that communities and their police departments must address include police use of force, crowd control, bias training, and transparent methods for citizen complaints. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.